All right, so this has been a fun new edition. We're going to check in on this, continue the business of the day with the Lions, but this is a segment we like to call Can We Say That? These are the headlines. Rico gives you a bold take. We have to decide, can we say that? David? Good job by both teams. Better job by me. All right, let's go.
David, this first one is for you and your brethren. Can we say that Michigan's best option for the rest of the season is a two-quarterback system?
Michigan's best option for the rest of the season is to cry COVID.
Okay. That's not going to happen.
Jeez.
So, looking at what's going on.
It may be two-quarterback system, yes.
That you don't want to do this because, you know, if you got two quarterbacks, you have none. But I don't see any way you win by just picking one of these guys.
I would only argue that there's no upside to 30-year-old Bob Tuttle. If you play Orji, there is a chance, albeit a small one, he develops, gets better, there's a future. Rigo, it's not a good situation, but I hate two quarterback systems. For me, I will say no to this. David, are you saying yes or no?
Well, since they can't figure it out, might as well try it. I don't see a problem with it. We're losing with one. So.
Kenny, are you above commenting on Michigan football?
No, I am not, even though they cheated and kept me out of the playoffs last year. I don't like two quarterback systems either, Mike.
And David, a bonus one for you. Can we say that if Michigan loses this weekend, they will not make a bowl game?
Oh, dear Jesus.
Correct. Yeah, well, you can say that. You can definitely say that.
Let's do the math. They have three losses.
Yep.
You're not beating Oregon.
Nope.
You're not beating Ohio State.
Correct.
And it looks at least, I looks like you won't beat Indiana. Now,
correct.
There is injury news out of Indiana with the Maple Leaf missile.
Right. He hurt his throwing thumb, but by the time Michigan plays them, he will probably be back.
All right. Well, look, if they lose those three games, that's six. Losing to State would be seven.
Right. And then the other game that you have is Northwestern.
David was too optimistic at 6-6.
Jesus.
Kenneth, for you, can we say that after the orbital ramming speed, that's what it really looks like, Kenny. Georgia deserves to be the number one seed in the college football playoff.
No, we can't. Not with one loss on the record, especially when that one loss came to Alabama, who just lost to Tennessee, who might be really bad.
Milroe looks hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
Just as an aside, he did not look healthy Saturday. He couldn't run. Here's my thing with Georgia. This is why I said I didn't want to write them off. I wanted to give them the Georgia game. Kirby's got this thing where if he can convince them everybody hates them,
yeah,
they play one of these games and you're like, who are these guys? They had one bad half of football in Tuscaloosa at night, still damn near won the game. I'm going to be straight with you. If you put Oregon and them on the same field, neutral field for all the marbles, my life depends on who do I want?
Mm-hmm.
I would still take Georgia.
And that's what I said.
So I have to answer yes.
That's
now they'll go out and lose to like Vanderbilt or something stupid.
When that score was announced, you heard the gasp in the stadium like, whoa, maybe we all wrote Georgia off too fast. For you, Kenny, you'll take a lot of pleasure in this one, I think. Can we say that Alabama will miss the playoffs?
Ooh, this year? Spicy. Only two losses, not yet, but man, it's trending that way.
I'm going to say yes.
And you just hate to see it.
Their offensive line is whack. They don't have a typical Alabama running back. And Ryan Williams is a really nice player, but he's their only wide receiver they attempt to throw to. Defensively, secondary's a mess. They already have the two losses without even looking at the rest of the schedule. They're going to lose another game.
Yeah, this isn't the Bama defense that we've used to seeing for the last 10 years.
And if Milroe's not Milroe, I will say they're missing.
They have LSU in a couple of weeks. You can't guarantee me that they win that game.
Who else they got?
They got Mizzou. They got Mercer. They have Oklahoma and Auburn and LSU.
Auburn and LSU?
In LSU.
Yeah. Oh, in Death Valley?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hate to see it.
They're missing the playoff.
Okay. Can we say that the fans actually helped Texas get a call overturned?
Yes, and it was a total disgrace. But the problem is the call was terrible in the first place. The call shouldn't have been made. The hillbilly shouldn't have thrown their beer bottles out there. Their six packs of Lone Star. And then the ref shouldn't have reacted to the hillbillies throwing their six packs. It was like a hat trick of disaster. I've never seen anything like it.
Right. Correct call. but it was everything that it took to get to the correct call looked really fishy.
Seven wrongs do make a right.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Rico on this. Can we say, Mike, this one's for you.
Mm.
Can we say that the ACC is helping Miami get to the college football playoffs?
Yes, 100%. 2 weeks ago against VTech, the miracle Hail Mary overturn. They should have lost. Then you go to Cal, 17 different situational penalties, including some controversial ones, all go Miami's way. Every replay. Go to Louisville Saturday. First of all, egregious holding on a rollout that netted a 70-yard TD in the wide open. Rules expert, who's as useless as boobs on a log. That's holding. I don't know what to tell you. Go back in your box, Matt Austin. Then Cam Ward fumbled the ball. I don't want to hear about apexes and what maybe and could have arm contacted backwards. Ball out. Fumble. Nope. Because the ACC's got a business interest. You'll never convince me otherwise. Yes, Rico. David? What?
Yeah, they're all in. ACC got screwed with the Florida State missing last year, and I think the memo has been sent. We need a team in there. Help them out.
And when
bit.
You look at it, Miami's schedule don't look nothing like it was supposed
no.
to. No. Florida's ass. FSU has quit. Who have they played?
This Louisville team. And that's about
uniforms
it.
Of the weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
That Louisville looked phenomenal.
I would have rather had the red.
I was about to say Illinois has entered the chat. Real quick, for college before we move to the pro, can we say that Lincoln Riley is on the hot seat?
I don't know the details of the buyout, but just from a football perspective, yes. I think next year, if he doesn't compete to win the Big Ten, doesn't make the playoff, yeah, I think he's toast. At a certain point, it becomes who you are. Mm-hmm. Oh, USC will choke this game. That's coaching. Mm-hmm. So I'll agree with you. Yes. David?
Yeah, I was trying to look to see if I could find a buyout. But, yeah, football-wise, yeah, I think so. You move to a new conference. I mean, you got to be better, man. Got
to
be better.
You can't lose to Mike Locksley. I mean, Rico, I like turtles. That was a dream.
Can we say that Saquon Barkley had the ultimate revenge game?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When he said, I don't need to go back into the game, coach. I'm good.
Let everyone eat was his quote. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad. It is what it is. The Giants are a shipwreck. Leave me alone. David, say something, please.
Let me help you out with this, Dave.
No, go he should have went back in the game. No, man. Stick it to him.
200 yards from scrimmage. What
stick
do you want?
Stick it to him.
No, speaking of that, okay, let's skip ahead. David, can we say that game last night was personal for Mike Tomlin? Why in the world were you trying to score with 15 seconds left?
It felt personal at the end.
You
I don't understand
hit the
it.
Over. He already screwed everybody.
Take a knee. No. Fourth and two. Run the ball.
I think he's just like everyone else. He hates Aaron Rodgers just like we all do. So,
can we say that Brock Bowers has entered the rookie of the year chat with 47 receptions and damn near 500 receiving yards? We talk about the quarterbacks, but he's out there in Las Vegas just collecting yards and catches. Or is this just a quarterback thing?
I think it's just a quarterback thing. I do. I'm always going to believe it's the quarterback.
Why? You got to elaborate now.
I mean, he's averaging about 10 yards a catch. Like, he's getting it done. It's just for the Raiders.
I'm sorry. Okay, it's weak. It's just the Raiders. I'm sorry. Okay, it is just the Raiders.
Okay. I think you got to credit both ways here. So I'll say, you know, I'll agree with you on this, not David.
Kenny, your guy.
I think it's a reliability thing. I just need to think you're going to see more of it. I mean, just be consistent. But, yeah, I think he's in the conversation. I don't think he's at the top of it, but he's in that top. Right.
And finally, after this weekend, can we say that the Chiefs may be the worst 6-0 team?
Yes, yes, yes. Mahomes just keeps turning the ball over.
I'm just tired of him. I mean, when you look at a quarterback going 16 for 30 for like 150 yards and two picks, come on, what is this, Aiden O'Connell? And, of course, every team they play, they get the break. Week one against Baltimore to toe on the line. Week two, 4th and 16, miracle PI. Hey, we're playing the Niners. Everyone dies. D Debo three plays in, Ayuk's ACL.
And you can't touch him on the sideline.
I'm tired of him, and I'm sick of the cosmic BS. Yes, I agree with you.
All right. So that was this week's Can We Say That? 97.1.